Hello, Duchess. Today is the 21st of September, 1970, and I think it's the first day of autumn. I wouldn't swear to it, but I think it is. And I just finished playing your tape. In fact, this is your tape. I'm recording right over it. I played it twice, and I'm very happy that you have received some of the packages. I had to laugh. The tablecloth, Duchess, did not come in that case. That case was a separate, actually that case was a gift. Charmaine, oh no, that's the, portfolio. The girls gave me that last year, and, I just thought it would give some protection to the tablecloth. But the tablecloth did not come in that case. I just put it in that case to send it to you. And I can tell you were very thrilled and pleased with the tablecloth. That's good. I'm glad that it fits the table. And I'm glad that you like it. Plus the lamp. Oh, on the rings, Duchess, you mentioned they were lovely, but you failed to tell me, does your ring fit? I had that guard put on, and I hope it's the right size. You didn't mention the fit. Also, be sure and have the stones tightened. For some reason here in the Orient, they don't do a particularly good job on tightening stones. And so if you wear it, you may lose a stone or two. Do you think it's too gaudy? Now, there was one clearly marked for you. One is for me, one is for you, and one is not a very good ring, and I don't know what I'll do with it yet. Anyway, I waited and waited to see if the ring fit. When you buy something like that, you spend a great deal of time thinking, should I get a half a size larger or smaller or what? And then you failed to tell me whether it did fit or not. You who can describe a jelly bean for 20 minutes. And so, anyway, and I do like the lamp base. I think that's very pretty. I'm glad it wasn't broken or chipped or something. On these packages, Duchess, I had given the merchandise to my little sergeant friend down the hall. He works in the APO. Army Post Office. He works in the postal administrative section. But I gave him all the items, and he packed them and shipped them. I did not see the packages when they went out. Not only that, but two things I thought were shipped, he did not ship. See, he went home a few days ago. But one thing was my certificate of achievement. He is going to carry that to the States. He's going to Hawaii, and then he's going to the East Coast, and I don't know when he's going to get there, but he'll either mail it from the East Coast, or he may even drop it off. And he's a very nice young man. His name is Kenneth McDowell. And anyway, he wants to see that the Certificate of Achievement gets to New Jersey, so he's going to take that with him, carry it. And then the other item was the, they're not scrolls. Well, I guess they are. They're like temple rubbings, only they're a little bit different from the Thai temple rubbings. These are Cambodian rubbings, and they are sitting on my desk. They are wrapped, and he was being very, very thorough with his packing, Duchess. So he wanted to put these scrolls in a tube, a metal tube. But the metal tube was not authorized in the mail or something. And anyway, he had to take them out of the tube, and he put them in corrugated cardboard. And I still have them on my desk. And so that will be a little delayed. It's too bad that you did not get your little hibachi stove from Japan. You know, I can't keep track of everything, Duchess. I really cannot. My head is absolutely swimming about a million other things so that I forget the dates and when I sent it, and but I'm glad that you like whatever has come. I don't know what else is to come. I can't remember. I don't think there's a great deal to come yet. Of course, the candlestick. And I don't know what else. That reversible item is a smock, Duchess. That that thing is part of the experimental uniform we were wearing for just as a test type thing last year. Well, this year too, I guess, here in Vietnam. That smock, you may wear that. Go right ahead and wear it around the house or whatever. We don't need it over here. It's too warm. And so I just threw it in with the things to go home. I'm glad it fits you. The kimono I liked. I thought that I bought that sort of with myself in mind. I have a feeling we're going to have to... it's going to be fun when I get home, Duchess, to see who gets what. And I've decided that instead of saying, this is mine and this is yours and do you want that and may I have this, I think what we'll do is just rotate it every 6 months. We'll just rotate furniture and items and things of that nature so that we always have something different. I think that way nobody will own anything. And both of us will own everything. What do you think about that brilliant idea? You know, it's very hard for me. I can sit back and think of many things in the past couple of years. And, of course, I have been home, well, a grand total of about 8 weeks in the past almost 4 years. And that is not very much, not much at all. And so I haven't seen all these things together. And it's difficult to remember many, many things. Of course, once you mention them, then I remember them. But I do try to visualize in my own mind where some of the things are and what they look like. Probably some of the items, Duchess, I would tend to give away. Certainly not if you would like them. Anyhow, it's interesting, isn't it? It is exciting. Actually, those were just things I had collected. Nothing big was purchased. I feel a little badly that I didn't do better when I went to Japan, but I really am at a loss as to what to buy. I probably should be buying huge items like rugs or... that reminds me, since neither you nor I have the address in Australia, I have about $100 worth of rugs between the two sheepskin rugs and the kangaroo rug, Duchess. I should try and write to maybe the R&R Center in Australia and ask them to check out my purchase of last December. It would be a shame if we did not get those rugs because they were just gorgeous, Duchess. Just gorgeous. But it's like everything else. When do you get around to doing it? Anyway, I'm pleased that you're getting the packages. I can't think. That the wooden vase, where did I send that from? I guess I sent that from here. I don't remember if I sent it from here or from Bangkok or... I just don't remember. Excuse me. It has been 2 weeks since I made a tape to you, and I'm very, very sorry. I have tried on several occasions. It takes you a week to make a tape. I just keep mine going and run it all off. I don't always have a great deal to tell. It has been a fantastic 2 weeks. Every time I tape to you, Duchess, it's a fantastic week or an extremely busy or... But there's no end. Today in itself was very hectic. The job, Duchess, is just, oh, we're so backed up and so damn busy. And Betty, by the way, it is Betty McKinney. In fact, she talked with me tonight. We stopped at Betty's house, Vera and I, and we had a drink before I came home. And she did ask me to tell you she's very sorry she did not get a hold of you. She tried several times, but she had forgotten what I told her, that you work late sometimes, and it never dawned on her to call you in the morning. So that it was too bad that she didn't get a hold of you, because I think you would have enjoyed a visit from Betty. She certainly has made a big difference coming back to Vietnam. Betty is very light and gay, and she came in on the 8th, and I took a couple of hours at lunch and flew down to Saigon, and Charmaine and I met her, and she was very pleased. She came in with two other girls that were on the aircraft. We have had a swarming mess of females coming into country, more than we've ever had in country before at any time in the service club program. As I say, Betty is now living in Jane's room while Jane is back in the States. And of course, we were so backed up on work, Duchess, that it's just been astronomical. And in fact, I even worked yesterday a half a day. We're so busy. We had another girl in the hospital with gastroenteritis or something, whatever that means. This is Barbara Gilbert. You may have heard me mention Barbara Gilbert before. She was the one down in the Delta who has a long medical history, etc., etc. Well, anyway, I went to visit Barbara late yesterday afternoon, and she's doing fine. Still don't know what's wrong, but she looks fine. She's eating and all this good stuff. There's always something going on. We have about 75 of us females in country at this point. Betty thinks I'm going to have a complete and total breakdown because I am going in 20 directions all at one time. And every day we have a big flap. I mean, a real big catastrophe or some big report or something that has to get done yesterday. And in addition, my friend, Colonel Maiello, whom you are becoming familiar with at this point, had called me down about 4:30 this afternoon, and we had a good hour chat, and he thinks I am killing myself. But he also thinks that I am the most capable one that he has enjoyed working with, communicating with, and he would like me next month or whenever he can get set up to take charge of 2 Corps. This is the second Corps area, and it's a big area, the biggest in country, and we only have about 5 clubs there. And they're scattered all out in between the coastline, the beach area, and the mountain regions. And he asked me how long I was going to stay in special services, and I told him I could quit any day because it has been hectic, to say the least. And he asked me to please stay on as long as he was here, and that's only another, I think, less than 2 months, Duchess, before he goes home. But he would like me to assist him in setting up this 2 Corps headquarters for special